This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Lumigo. If you've built anything from serverless, you know that if there's one thing that can be said universally about these applications, it's that it turns every outage into a murder mystery. Lumigo helps make sense of all of the various functions that wind up tying together to build applications. It offers one-click distributed tracing so you can effortlessly find and fix issues in your serverless and microservices environment. You've created more problems for yourself. Make one of them go away. To learn more, visit lumigo.io. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Let's get to it. Before we go into the releases, here's something they didn't want to release. AWS suffered a fire that wasn't really a fire last week in Frankfurt. For some reason, it's very important to them that everyone is aware that it wasn't a fire, just a fire's close cousin that they call an increased ambient temperature event. Well, all right then. Be on brand at all times is what it takes to work at a place like AWS. Now, let's see what they got up to. Amazon Athena Engine version 2 is generally available in all AWS commercial and GovCloud regions. A complicated service gets some new options with which to befuddle you. Amazon Managed Blockchain now supports customer-managed customer master keys. Just in case you'd started to take AWS seriously, they wish to remind you that they do in fact feature a managed blockchain service. Automate the archival and deletion of sensitive data using Amazon Macie. AWS is now here to help you obliterate the cost savings of archiving or deleting data via the use of Amazon Macie. Easily remove duplicate customer records using machine learning with Amazon Connect. Finally, the secret of how AWS learned to stop emailing the same marketing email to all 50 accounts within your AWS organization has been revealed. Machine learning. Announcing the general availability of AWS Proton. Proton is, of course, AWS's way of removing a lot of the busy work of building containerized and serverless applications in a safe, repeatable way. Building applications like this yourself on EC2 is henceforth known as anti-Proton. And, of course, if you try to do both of them on the same application, they will annihilate one another. Top 10 innovations in retail since 2000. Amazon breaks its arm, patting itself on the back. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like HubSpot, Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io. And tell them I sent you, just so you can see them facepalm yet again. How to run an AI-powered musical challenge. AWS Deep Composer Got Talent. That's right. AWS putting on a talent show is really the best punchline you're going to hear on this podcast all year long. It's going to be very hard to top that one. Prepare data from Snowflake for machine learning with Amazon SageMaker Data Wrangler. Okay, we can't get customers to stop sending their data to Snowflake instead of Redshift because Snowflake kicks the crap out of our data warehouse offering. How about we coax the data back so we can run some more machine learning on it? Data egress waiver available for eligible researchers and institutions. AWS's 1998 pricing for bandwidth now offers some relief for institutions and researchers who are willing to jump through some hoops. Many restrictions apply. And lastly, a vanishingly rare AWS deprecation has struck. They aren't doing a big announcement on this one. It was quietly introduced in the docs and then reverted, but we're no longer able to access S3 buckets via BitTorrent. I'm not kidding. That used to be a thing. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. please continue to make good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.